What do you do if an insurance company won't pay you what you owe because of a car crash? You may think that they have to, but they don't. And this happens all the time. Insurance companies are in the business of taking premiums and denying claims. And they often either won't pay or underpay what should be paid to you. In fact, it happens so much that I actually put a book out and put a book on my website on burgerlaw.com about this. My name's Gary Berger. So here is the book, Essential Questions to Ask Before You Pick a Lawyer or Settle Your Case. This is a PDF. It'll download it for free from my website. This is a black and white version that I just printed out because I just got a call from an old friend who said their mother was in a crash. They said it was her fault. They won't pay her any money. And that is a typical tactic done by insurance companies, even when it's not true. Just because an insurance company says it doesn't mean it's true. So what do you do? Well, first of all, you should document and in writing and emails your communication. Get the insurance company to say why they're not paying you. Give them your excuse. Or if they're doing it on the phone, write it down and then send an email or a letter and confirm it. Say, hey, you said that I'm at fault. You won't pay me. Hey, you said that I delayed too much in getting my medical care. Hey, you said that that you had these witnesses that said something. Hey, you said this. There's a million things you can do. You can go to page 17 of this book, and I have a bunch of excuses that the insurance companies give you for why they won't pay you. They don't have to pay for medical care if your health insurance won't pay for it. They don't have to pay your wage loss damages because you got paid by your employer because your sick time. Not true. They only have to pay the wholesale value of your vehicle. Not true. You're at fault. May or may not be true. The lawyer will only take away your money and you won't get any money by going to a lawyer. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's not. The other part of this book that I did is try to figure out if you need a lawyer. Sometimes you don't need a lawyer. Sometimes you do. And for me, I only take cases where I can add value to your case. I won't take them if I can. Insurance companies sometimes try to give you some type of urgency that you need to settle this case today. Take the $500 and after 5 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to be off the table. We can't pay you anything. Not true. Because the impact in your car crash was low and your property damage is low, you couldn't have been injured by life. That's not true. The forces in car accidents are major, and the level of property damage does not accurately reflect what can happen in a whiplash motion and the injuries that can happen to your neck or your vertebrae about that. So the insured only has a certain amount of insurance coverage. They only have to pay med pay and don't have to pay you for your bodily injury. So there's a lot of excuses that claims adjusters make that are not true. And if they won't pay you, you need to be, as I said, do emails, letters, stand up for yourself. But ultimately, the only power you have is to file a lawsuit, okay? And lawyers like me facilitate that. That's what I do. I file a lawsuit, try cases. We do it all the time. So if it's a small case, you can file your own small claims case for under $5,000 in any courthouse, depending on the county on where you were, where the crash occurred. Or you can come to a lawyer like me, Gary Berger, and I can tell you what I can do for you, how much value I can add to your case, and whether it's smart for me to do that. I often say insurance companies are my best source of clients because when they don't treat people fairly, they have to come to me. No one gets in a car crash and says, now I want to have to fight an insurance company. Now I want to have to go find a lawyer. And how do I choose a lawyer? I don't know how to choose a lawyer. There's a million of them out there. And no one wants to have to go through that. But you only have one opportunity to settle this case or get a recovery from the defendant who hit you. And the defendant who hit you broke the rules of the road that we have to protect drivers and protect all of us. And they broke the rules of the road and they injured you and or your family. So if that occurs, you have the right to full compensation for those damages. I've done other videos on that. Not 50% compensation. Or 70%, but full 100% compensation for your injuries. And only by going to a lawyer can you do that many times in a serious case. So if you have a question about whether you should get a lawyer or what me or my firm could do to help you, My toll-free number is 866-599-2222. Our Illinois number is 618-272-2222. Our Missouri number is 314-542-2222. So don't be afraid to assert your rights. Justice delayed is justice denied. We'll answer any questions you have for free. We'll meet with you for free. I'm not a hard sell person, so if you don't like us and don't want to hire us, you don't have to. But if we can help you, we're happy to. Thank you.